On today's episode of the Sharkcast, as per the usual, we have an exciting episode planned. Got my good friend Bryce on the show. He's a real big Fleet guy. We get into, as usual, some AF news. I know quite a bit happened this week. Go over last week a little. Do some power rankings predictions. Then, you know, it's March Madness, so we had to incorporate some March Madness this. End up doing a AAF Jersey March Madness. Definitely fun to see who kind of figure out who's the best uniforms. And as usual, we do a little in-depth preview of the Hotshots Fleet game this week. So we'll take a little break here, and we'll get the show on the road. Ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Shotcast. I'm here with Bryce right now. How are you doing, Bryce?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, no problem. So just to start out here, we'll just go over some news from the week before. So we got our scores here from week six. We had the Stallions taking down the Express 22-9. Had the Hotshots taking down the Apollos 22-17. Mm-hmm. Commanders blew out the Legends 37-6. And then to finish off the week, the Iron barely eked out a win against your Fleet, but
heartbreaking.
They won 32-29. So, very interesting week. I guess start off, but Hotshots looked good. Gave the Apollos the first loss.
It's for sure something I didn't expect. I think it surprised us all, especially after two back-to-back losses to,
We had lost to the Commanders and the, what's their name? The Legends.
Yes, the Legends, you know, and now you gave the first loss, you gave the first win, then the first loss to the Apollos, just an impressive feat by the Hotshots.
And it was a win I wasn't expecting. It was the first team I'd say going into this final, or going into not this final, but going into this week. But they just played better. Offense got going, and defense definitely was a little better. I know the run defense has kind of been a weakness of theirs, but they took care of it, and it's good to be back to 500. They're looking at it. A playoff spot here. So.
Well, as a Fleet fan, I'm not sure. It's great for the Hotshots to be back to 500, but good for them.
Yeah, we'll see. It's definitely gonna be a fun ending to the season here. We got pretty close whole West division. It's still all up for grabs. It's not as runaway as the East has been with the Iron and Apollos really just dominating, and the Express and Legends just kind of falling behind. But another game I wanted to talk about was just the Commanders and the Legends. Commanders looked real good.
Oh my goodness. Like, I get the Legends only have two wins. They haven't been too impressive. But, I mean, that's a showing right there. Shows how far the Commanders are and how, even across the board, they are both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, no, though Commanders definitely keeps improving every week, and they're starting to look real good. I know that even all their games they've played have been close, so they're definitely a team that I definitely am going to watch out for. I definitely think they're the biggest threat in the West, I think you would agree, as a Fleet fan.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Moving on, I think another game, too. I know it was heartbreaking for you, but the Iron and Fleet. And I was kind of surprised going to that game. I didn't see that game being as high scoring, but the Iron, man, they got the scoring going for them. Oh, they've been kind of the team that's going to beat you the ugly way, but they kind of Mm-hmm. They found a way to put some glamour in their win.
Well, I think the Iron have been a team all season to where they may have a good record, but they're just not up there. We haven't put them with the Commanders, the Apollos, or even the Hotshots, but they got the job done on week 6, and sadly, with one field goal kick, took out my fleet. Pretty sad, and he sunk the battleship.
Hey.
They guessed, you know, A40, you know, something around there.
All right, moving on to more news. Did you see the thing about Johnny Manziel?
Signed
with the Memphis Express.
Yes. And I think if you're just a fan of the AAF in general, you have to be happy for the league just to get that brand name recognition to play QB.
Yeah, no, I think it'll definitely be exciting to see him play. I don't know how well he's going to do. He kind of struggled in the CFL.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really entirely sure how the talent kind of racks up when we compare the AAF to the CFL.
Yes.
But it's a fresh start. He's definitely had an exciting college career. He's mm-hmm. shown he can do it in a running, passing, so it'll be exciting to see him play. It was just good to see Johnny Manziel come back after a while. I know he's made a big emphasis in trying to turn his life around after the NFL and just falling out of that. And I know he had some off-the-field issues, but I just like seeing him trying to get his life back together. I'm cheering for him.
Yeah, I think you have to. It's one of those kind of underdog stories where the main character makes a mistake and is now trying and he's been doing a great job at that, going to the CFL and now the AAF.
Yeah, so no, it'll be interesting to see, like I said earlier. Definitely cheering for him. Also, just like you said, great move for the AAFs or the Express. That's a easy way to sell tickets is to get a brand name player in there. So,
well, for sure, when you get any Heisman winner on the team or in a league, that's amazing.
Yeah, is there any other Heisman winners, I guess, in the league?
Is there?
I don't know if Trenton Richardson won a Heisman, but Trenton Richardson's probably one of the other big names.
Yes, for sure.
Other than that, I don't think there is any other Heisman winners.
Mm-mm.
I don't think Trent Richardson won it.
That's a good question.
We'll look it up quick. Yeah, because no one on the Hot Shots has won a Heisman.
No one on the Fleet have.
I can't think of anyone on the Apollos. Can't think of anyone. And really, most Heisman players are in the NFL right now. I think one of the two exceptions are Johnny Manziel and Tim Tebow. And as we know, Tim Tebow turned down the AAF offer because he's into baseball right now. So,
future Hall of Famer. Calling it.
What do we got here?
Did
Trent Richardson ever win a Heisman?
According to Wikipedia, he did not.
So, yep, Johnny Manziel, the only Heisman-winning player in the AAF. I think another news thing we saw this week is the AAF championship is going to Dallas. So, interesting to see. You know, kind of center. That's pretty much center of the AAF teams, too. I like that location. Generally, the teams are pretty much spread around the south part of the nation from coast to coast. So, we put it in the center part of the country. So I'm a big fan of the location stuff. Also know Jerry Jones has been a big supporter of the AAF, so wonder if he had anything to do about it, but I don't know. Interesting to see.
Well, I think you definitely have to take a look at Jerry Jones and his involvement in the AAF. You know, you said, mentioned before the show even, that like he wore a hat, AAF hat, in the combine, and then, you know, just putting that togetherness of showing how united both the NFL and the AAF are of creating this league and working together is really just something special going on. It just shows how much people can get in from not only the AAF, but to the AAF.
You're the NFL.
NFL to the AAF.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Like that point you brought up. I think Jerry Jones is a great person to continue to build the bridge in between the AAF and NFL. I mean, he's one of the most influential owners it's just a great guy to have if you're trying to build that relationship.
And just putting it in Texas, you know, whether we like to admit it or not, I would say Texas is probably the football state.
I'd agree. As much as I hate to admit it, too.
Of America. As much as we hate to admit it, it is the football state of America. And what better place could you get the championship than in Texas?
I would agree. The final thing, though, I saw is, have you seen the changes they've made to the AAF app?
Yes. Finally, they added the scoreboard. Finally. Oh, my goodness. You just have to, like, reframe. You would have to log on. They'd just be playing. You're like, I don't know idea what's going on. Then you'd have to log back out, see the score, come back in. Whew, finally. It's about dang time.
So for those of you who have cable and get to watch all the games, for those of us without cable, we have to watch the live streams. And just up until this week, there was no scoreboard on the live streams. Hallelujah. We know what the score is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Our watching experience has gotten so much easier. Good to see they're making improvements to the app. I know the app kind of felt rushed. I know it came out only like 2 days before the season starts, but I'm glad to see they're continuing to update it and make it really a nice experience for the fans.
And I think that shows that they're also listening to the fans too a little bit. You know, I think on this podcast, for sure, I've heard talks about, you know, a little bit of complaints about how there's no scoreboard, you know, and I think that shows that they're listening to fans and to people, like, to make the experience better.
Yeah, no, for sure. And that's something that we like. I think that's a big complaint about the NFL and other leagues is they don't listen to the fans as much. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to see, really refreshing to see a league that's listening to the fans, trying to give the fans what they want. And I know that was kind of like a core value the league had, or the Alliance had when it started, was they wanted the fans to be really involved and they wanted to make the league what fans wanted.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree with that.
So, moving on here, we'll do a little power rankings. I know I got mine here. You got yours here.
Yep.
We'll start out at number 8. My number 8, the Memphis Express. I don't know really how. I mean, it's kind of just obvious. They're the worst record team. Mettenberger's coming off an injury. They still got to face the Apollos and I think they got to play the Iron again. So their schedule's not going to be easy. It's just a rough season for the Express.
Oh,
someone had to be the worst team in the league, and them and the Atlanta have been fighting for it.
See, now I had Atlanta at number 8, the Legends. I just feel they've gotten on a slight roll, so they could move up. But now I know Johnny Manziel won't be starting week 1, you know, right off the bat for the Express, but I definitely think it makes them a stronger team. So I think having that Heisman winner puts them slightly above that to where they're getting on a roll. Maybe get a quarterback to where who can play more than 3 or 4 weeks without an injury. So it'll be interesting to see, but I definitely agree with you that on the point that the Legends and the Express are both fighting for the bottom two right now.
So number 7, you have the Express?
Yes, I have Memphis Express.
At number 7, I have Atlanta. Like we just said, they're two teams that have had a lot of dysfunction, and they've both been fighting at the bottom. So number 6, my number 6 is Salt Lake. I know that a lot of people like them, but I've never been the biggest fan of them. But the thing is, they don't win games. And if you want to move up the power rankings, you got to win games.
Exactly.
And that's, I mean, they beat the Express this week, but they're 2-4 right now. They haven't won a lot of games. I know some of their losses have been kind of unfortunate, and they've kind of beat themselves in some games, but you got to win games to move up the power rankings.
Oh, I completely agree. I also have the Stallions at number 6. You do have to move games. They've played some close battles, but they just can't finish. They've had many games where they've come close to winning, but just down the stretch at the end, you know, you got to win. And that's a thing. Like you said, you got to win games to move up the rankings. It's just how it is.
All right. So what's your number 5 then?
My 5 is the Fleet. They've had some impressive showings, but just recently with the loss to Birmingham, I think that kind of knocked me down a little bit, you know, kind of like they were on the cusp of, I think, making the top 4 for me, but just the loss of the iron just really shows they still have a little bit of ways to go and that they just still need to get a little bit more figured out before they can move up the rankings. But they definitely have a positive showing defensive-wise, and they do have a couple of glimpses and moments to show, oh, we could be up there and still compete with the top competitors.
Yeah, they're my number five as well. I think that their loss to the Iron kind of hurt their chances for me. Mm-hmm. I think I really had them kind of these middle slots are kind of always up for grabs, it seems. And a win, I think I would have put them quite a bit higher, but after that loss, they kind of had to bump them down. So then my number four is the Arizona Hotshots. I know we went on a 3-game losing streak there, but we bounced back nicely against the Apollos this week. We have the potential to beat any team in the league, I know, with our offense. And the defense can make plays. I mean, I know they haven't been the best yardage-wise, but they can force turnovers and stuff. So I have them at my number four slot. They still, 3-3 isn't a great record. They're definitely lacking consistency, but we definitely have a lot of potential.
Well, I actually have the Birmingham Iron for my number four. The reason for it, I just haven't felt like their win against the Fleet was impressive, but the Fleet aren't exactly a team to where you look at that and like, oh, wow, you're completely serious. You got this under rats. But the Iron just, until they get a win against either the Apollos or against Commanders, I feel like I won't have them any too high, or maybe bounce around between 4-3. But they definitely have an impressive showing, and they do have that chance to easily move up the board.
All right. Yeah, my number three was the Birmingham Iron. So I put them one slot, I guess, ahead of you. But I guess the thing that impressed me was their win over the Fleet. Didn't see them winning that, but they really showed some offensive power. Mm-hmm. I think they proved they can beat people this way. I don't think anyone saw them as the team that's going to outscore you, but that's what they did this week. They definitely impressed me a little. I've always been kind of high on the Iron. I know a lot of people have kind of hated on them, but their defense has been impressive.
That's me, especially after the other night. Definitely a little bit of hate. But it's not bias rankings, I promise.
So who was your number three?
My number three was actually the Arizona Hotshots. I was really impressed with beating the Orlando Apollos. I did not think they were even going to come close to that game, especially after the losing streak. But this team really showed why they are a team to be feared, Max. And I mean, it was an impressive win all around. You're not only beating, like, handing them their first loss, but you're showing that you are back from injury. Wolford, excuse me. just showing they can score right off the bat, and giving that energy in the first half. I think you've said it plenty of times. It's for the Hotshots, it's about getting started early, and making sure you stay with them instead of just letting them run all over you and trying to come back. This really, I think, in my opinion, showed the impression of the team and why they could win the championship in Dallas. Mm-hmm.
So who was your number two?
My number two went to the Commanders. I think they have just been impressive all season long. They had that one loss to the Fleet that made me question them a bit. But after that, they have really just been on a roll. And they're probably one of the two most even attackers. They have a high-grade defense that will stop you. And then they also have an offense that will just run right over you and just destroy you. So I've been very impressed with them. I can definitely see them being the team to beat in the West.
Yeah, my number two is also San Antonio. I mean, they had that one loss to the Fleet, and then they had their loss to the Apollos, but they still played the mm-hmm. Apollos close at home. I think that was week two, but yeah, they've been on a roll of late. They're looking real good. Like I said, I've said this before, but they're probably the most well-balanced team in the AAF when it comes to having offense and defense are pretty much equal, and like I said, they're on a roll right now. They beat the Hotshots a few weeks ago. They're just rolling right now. I like them a lot. I like them as a team a lot.
Like them as a team.
Don't like them as a Hotshots fan.
We can agree them. There yes. on that. As a Fleet fan, they're gonna be a tough team to beat for sure.
But my number one spot Still is going to go to Orlando.
Yep.
It was a close game. I think we forgot to mention it earlier, but they were driving down the field against the Hotshots,
mm-hmm.
and they had the false start, which led to the it was either false start or offsides, but it led to a 10-second runoff, and that was the reason why they didn't get a crack at the end zone at the end. So yeah, mm-hmm. definitely as a Hotshots fan, had my heart rate up there. But they played the Hotshots really close still, really close game. But they've still looked good a lot of other weeks. Their offense is far and wide.
Yes.
I'd say it's better than the Hotshots' offense. It's a little more, I think, of more balanced than the Hotshots.
Consistent.
Yeah, more consistent. So I got. We're doing top offenses. I put Orlando's at one, and then the Hotshots at two.
I completely agree with this.
But I still like Orlando. They're definitely still the team to beat out East.
Oh, for sure. They have one loss. They lost to the Hotshots, but by the process of elimination, you could probably tell. I also had the Apollos at number one, and they're just wow. I mean, honestly, I thought this team could go undefeated. Mm-hmm. I thought they might not lose a single game this season, just of how different on a different level they almost are compared to every team, and especially out East. Mm-hmm. I mean, out East, there's, you know, this loss brought them down a little bit, but they still feel like Birmingham's only one game out, but they still feel like they're on a whole nother level and running away with the league. Like, they just have the complete momentum, and I'm wouldn't be surprised if they go back to their winning ways next week.
All right, so those were our power rankings. And we'll move on here, just some predictions. So, first game we got here, we got Apollos and Legends.
Oh man, they really are moving on back to their winning ways, huh?
So, I got the Apollos winning 29-12. I have quite a bit of confidence in them. I think they'll bounce back. Still don't really have a lot of confidence in the Legends. I think this is probably the easiest pick of the week.
Oh, I completely agree. I think the Apollos will also win and beat the Legends. I think I have them going about 22, and I'd say I'll give them 9. But it's going to – if the Legends win this game, I just don't think the AF is right. I was wrong about everything. But I think the Apollos are going to go back to their winning ways after this game.
Okay. Yeah, next game was Commanders Stallions. Who do you got in that one?
I think you have to go with the Commanders on this. I think the Stallions will put up a fight. I think it's going to be a close game. But I still think the Commanders are still such an evenly balanced team that their defense will probably do a good job locking down the Stallions. But their offense is also going to keep rolling. I have that 22-17.
Yeah, I have the Commanders winning 18-15. I think Commanders are definitely, like we said earlier, probably the best team out West right now. But I think the Stallions, they always put up a fight, it seems. I think they'll put up a decent fight against them, but I think it'll be pretty defensive, but I still got the Commanders, as I said earlier, 18-15.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on then, we got our two teams squaring off.
Here's the fleet.
Hotshots in the fleet. I'm sure we probably have differing picks here. Maybe. But I got the Hotshots winning
22-17. Mm-hmm. Interesting. I think this will also be kind of a close game, kind of like what you showed there, but I want the Fleet to win. It is hard to do this, but I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be 22-25 Hotshots on this one.
Ooh.
But I could still see it turn around easily. I think this is going to be the closest game of the week.
Oh, no,
without a doubt.
I completely agree.
I think this is going to be the one that's going to have you sitting on the edge of your seat waiting to find out who scores and who wins the game.
Yeah, no, going with that, I'd say it's probably two of the most inconsistent teams
Very true.
in the AAF. So we'll see if they both show up. Maybe one doesn't show up. Maybe they both don't show up.
Yeah, that's a very big possibility. We could be in
our... I think it's either going to be super close or it's going to be a complete blowout. I don't see it being like a 10-point victory. I either see it being a 20-plus victory or mm-hmm. less than 5 victory.
I just have a hard time seeing it getting out of the range to where either team's blowing each other out. I think it's going to be one of the closest matchups of the year, and I would not be surprised if this comes down to just like last week for the Fleet, a field goal kick to win the whole game. Would not surprise me. Fleet have had back-to-back weeks where a field goal has decided the game, and I could see that happening again this week.
Alright, and then our last game of the week. I guess this is a another. I guess this was a rematch of a week one matchup. We have the Iron and Express. I got the Iron winning 18-9. Don't see this one being too offensive, but I got the Iron winning. Express just kind of seemed dysfunctional right now. Mm-hmm. Manziel most likely will not gain playing time with him just still being his first week. So I got the Iron winning 18-9, as I said.
I also had the Iron winning. It's funny you mentioned the first game. You know, I went back, look, 26-0, of course. Well, I think it's going to slightly change. It's going to be 26-6. But I still have the Iron winning. I think it's going to be a little bit different, but it's going to be the same result either way. A W is a W, no matter how you look at it. And I'd be very curious to see how the Express do and how they try to figure out a way for them to come back and win. But just wait. Manziel's going to come in, Johnny Football, after this week, and it's going to be a whole new team for the Memphis Express. Calling it right now.
Ooh, I would like to see. All right. Moving on. We have something a little exciting here planned. You know, it's March Madness. So we got to do our March Madness AAF uniforms tournament.
Who's ready for some madness?
So like we said, we're doing the March Madness here.
It's madness time, baby.
So the seeding we have determined is it's random. It doesn't really do with the uniforms in any way, but we've just done the standings of the AAF. So here we go for our first matchup.
Yes.
We got the 1 seed.
Ooh.
We got the 8 seed. 1 seed, the Orlando Apollos. 8 seed, Memphis Express. Which uniforms you like in Bryce?
I think, out of my opinion, I like the Orlando Apollos better than the Memphis Express. The reason I picked the Orlando Apollos is because I think it's a little different. You don't see too much orange and blue, kind of like that, and I like it. I think it looks good. I like the stripes on the side. I also think the helmets and the logo go really good together. So, in my opinion, the Orlando Apollos take the Memphis Express. The Memphis Express has good jerseys, but I feel like you see that quite a bit with kind of the American style, red, blue, and white all the time. And to me, this is something new and original.
I'm a little different than you here. I actually got the Express. The thing I like about the Express is, like you said, they do have the red, white, and blue USA theme. But I think they go with more of a red. The red kind of seems to dominate a little more. Mm-hmm. I think most of the time when you get the USA thing, the blue kind of stands out more than the red. That's one thing I like. I'm also a big fan of the jet on the logo. I think I like the way it kind of looks like it's just flying ahead on the helmet. Really like the way it looks. I even like some of the stripes on the pants kind of got a neat touch. I don't know. I'm a big fan of it. I thought kind of when I first saw their logo and heard about it, I mean, I knew being red, white, and blue, I thought it kind of be like the Patriots maybe.
See, that's what I was thinking
but
too.
But I think they do a good job of being different, and I'm a big fan of the red, white, and blue. And like you said, though, it was a harder matchup to pick. I definitely do think the Apollos have that nice. I think the orange and blue is something you don't see a lot, and that's something I like. But I chose the Memphis to move on to my Final Four. So next matchup we got here, we got the 2 seed with the San Antonio Commanders and the 6 seed with Salt Lake. I got Salt Lake moving on. I don't really care for the Commanders jerseys as much. They're kind of basic to me. They just have the red and white. I mean, the logo's a little cool. I like how they incorporated the Alamo, but I really like what Salt Lake's done, though, with the white and blue. They've kind of embraced the mountain theme, kind of being cooler. I know they've kind of used the snow emoji a lot when they're tweeting out stuff. Yep. I just like the white and blue, just the the word icy comes to mind.
Well, they are definitely cool as ice. I also have, oh my goodness, Seattle moving on. And
Salt Lake.
Salt Lake, goodness great. Oh, goodness. Help me, Lord. I also have Salt Lake. I apologize. I swear. I know the team. I also have Salt Lake moving on. I like the kind of light blue they have. It does have that icy cold feeling, and I like it. It kind of reminds me slightly of a Tar Heel blue, and I'm a big fan of that. But then I also agree with you that the Commander's red, while red I think is a good color, I think it's pretty bland, and they don't really incorporate too much else to that red. Like, it's just too overabundant to me, and I feel like it's so original, and they could have done so much more with it, but it's just the bland red.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we both have Salt Lake in our final four, but then moving on here, the 3 versus 7, we got the Birmingham Iron versus the Atlanta Legends. I have selected the Legends. I'm kind of a fan of how they incorporated the purple and gold. I know those have always been kind of the colors of supposed to be kings and stuff, and I know with the crown and stuff.
Mm.
But I'm just a big fan of the way the purple and gold looks together. I know that's another combination that's not done that much, but I think it looks pretty good. And just Iron, I mean, they just kind of look like the Oakland Raiders jerseys to me.
They're
just black and white, black and silver, whatever you want to call it. They're simple, and I kind of like that, but they're just, when you compare them to the Express, I got to give it to, or not the Express, when you compare it to the Legends, I got to give it to the Legends. So Atlanta's made my final four.
So I told you before the podcast that I picked the Iron over the Legends. Well, I went back and looked at it, and I thought about it for a bit. I was like, you know what? Max is right. Not many times you'll hear me say that. But I do agree that the Legends purple, like I said for the Apollos, it's original. It's different. It's new. It's something that we don't see often. And it kind of has, almost in the sense, a minor league team feel to it. To where you got something completely different in here. And they're just throwing it out, and it works. Like my,
I thought you were applying a minor league team feel because
also have that kind of minor league feel to it. I completely agree with that statement as well. They do have that going for them, but they do also have, in the sense of like, it's something different. You know, you do have that purple and gold, and that purple for royalty, and I think that's really cool. And I agree with that. Birmingham, while I was leaning toward them first because I did like how the silver stuck out. But then, you know, you do see it often. It is something, color scheme that is used. And I do agree it does look too much a little like the Raiders. I'm just saying, not a huge fan of that. Not really a big fan of the Raiders, just to let you know.
All right, so then, moving on. 4 versus 5, Hotshots versus Fleet. Who do you got, Bryce?
Oh, this is easy. So you might win the game this week, but I'm taking this right now. The Fleet are moving on against the Hotshots. Let me tell you what. So, I really like the white unis and then kind of the yellow and gray.
Fleet busted out.
Oh, it looks great. Those things were amazing, which the one thing I wish they would have done, I think it would have been cool if they would have done navy blue too, as in for like, you know, how navy is. But I still like these unis. Oh, man, they looked great. And I do like the Hotshots. I mean, this is probably the toughest decision for me because I think incorporating kind of they did a good job of incorporating their color logos into it and showing, like, you know, giving an original Hotshot theme. But I have to go with the Fleet on this one.
This one also is real hard for me. I like the Hotshots colors, green and yellow. That's one of my favorite color combinations. I'm not too big. I know the orange with the fire and like Hotshots. Not the biggest fan of the orange, but I really like the Hotshots logo and the way they use the colors. But I'm also a big fan of the Fleet's uniforms. The logo's a big one. And I think the thing that pushed me over the edge is when they released their all-white ones, I think a week or so ago. They tweeted some. Did they end up wearing them?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to say.
Because I know they tweeted about them, and then I was like, shoot. I love the Hotshots. I love their logo and stuff. I love the team, but I got to pick the Fleet. It's just, they're cool.
They are.
This is definitely didn't want to see these teams meet in the first round. But
no, that was
based on a random seeding, it made it happen. Mm-hmm. So I got the Fleet.
This is so definitely then, one you might consider the committee on question why they put this in the seating. Just saying.
So, my Final Four is Memphis Express, San Diego Fleet, and then Salt Lake and Atlanta.
Is the Orlando Apollos, the San Diego Fleet. Salt Lake.
Oh, yeah. What did I say?
I said Seattle, and you said Memphis. So, Salt, not there. You were good there. But I said Seattle earlier. Sorry again. And then Atlanta Legends. So we'll
start out with the one we have the same. So, we both have Salt Lake and Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Who are you moving on to the championship?
I'm going to have to take Salt Lake. I really am a big fan of that light blue. Oh, my goodness. Just love blue. And then that icy cold feeling that it gives. It is a perfect color for Salt Lake. I really do think they could have gotten no wrong there. Definitely deserve to be in the championship for me.
Yeah, I also have Salt Lake. I mean, I like Atlanta's, but it's just that icy feel that the mm-hmm. Stallions give off that made me put them in the finals. So they're in my final. And then, moving on to the other side of the bracket, I know you had the Apollos and I had the Express, and we both had the Fleet. But mm-hmm. who do you have winning that side of the bracket?
I'm going to have to go with my Fleet. I mean, their unis are just too good. The Apollos have good unis, don't get me wrong. But I think if they would have been put against a different team, I don't know if I would have moved them on. But against Memphis, I think they should have gone on. And against the Fleet, though, no. I think the Fleet do a great job of incorporating their colors and not overdoing it. And I think for the Apollos, while you do see them incorporate their colors, I don't feel like their color scheme is as good as San Diego did with theirs.
Yeah, I also have the Fleet moving on. I'm not really the biggest fan of the Orlando Memphis uniforms overall, but mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of the Hot Shots and Fleet ones. Like I said, it's a shame they met in the first round.
Again, you have to question the committee that put them in the same bracket. Just saying.
The Fleet, though, they move on for me. It's those all whites, and they just look good. So mm-hmm. I think both our championships games are the Fleet versus Salt Lake.
That's right.
Who's your champion, Bryce?
Well, we might not win in Texas, but we're winning this bracket. San Diego Fleet, to me, are the team that gets the best unis. They did the best job, in my opinion, of coordinating their colors with their logo. I think they have the best logo in the entire league. It's one of the reasons I picked them to root for them was because of their look and style. And I think they just do a great job incorporating that. Like, we talked about the old white unis, but I think they're regular, too, you know, with the yellow pads. And then their gray jerseys are just astounding. Well, don't get me wrong. This is a championship game. This is a championship game, in my opinion, that was won by a buzzer beater and double overtime.
I think, just going off, like you're saying, I also have the Fleet winning it. It just really comes down to me. I like the Fleet. They both kind of have nice uniforms. I like the both kind of that white, all-white vibe, kind of the icy vibe they both mm-hmm. kind of give off. They both kind of got that clean look. But the thing that puts the Fleet over the Salt Lake for me is just the logo. I think the Fleet's logo looks cool with the ship. Mm-hmm. Not a big fan of just the Stallion. So that's where I determine where what the criteria for winning the championship was for me came down to the logo.
Again, we might not win Texas, but we will for sure win this bracket.
All right. Finally, Bryce, this is why we had you on the show. Oh. Hot Shots and Fleet playing this
week. I thought you just enjoyed my company, and that
was it. That too. But the big thing, we'll do a little preview here. What are some of your keys this week for the Fleet in the game versus the Hot Shots?
Well, the Hot Shots are definitely a team that they're going to have to watch out for. And I think, again, we saw the reason they beat the Apollos is they got started early and got cooking early. Their goal should be to stop them quickly. I'm going to mention this too for you, but we have Demontre Moore on defensive end. He needs to go after the quarterback. We need to figure out a way to shut down your QB and to slow down that offense. And then for us, it's going to be, well, I think our run game is going to be there because Gardner has been a strong running back all season long, arguably one of the best in the AAF. It's going to be pretty tough for us. We need to figure out how to get the ball rolling in the air because we've had three quarterback switches this year, and trying to figure out who our quarterback's going to be kind of been a struggle for the Fleet. So I'll be curious to see if we can get the ball going in the air and score a high offensive like we did against Birmingham. I think we have a good chance of winning this game.
Okay, so yeah, some of my keys here. I think you said it earlier, but the Hotshots, if they get the offense going in the first half, I think they're gonna be good. I think that's been the problem with some of their losses is they waited too long to get the offense going. I know another thing though is gonna be the run D. The run D's been kind of a big question mark all year, and the Fleet definitely have a stronger running game. So hopefully we don't get run all over, because that's how all our losses have been, is just been us being run all over. Mm-hmm. And then I just think the defense, they did a good job of not giving any home run plays to Orlando. So if they can do that as well, that'd be big. And then if they force turnovers, two of their best wins, I'd say, was week one against the Stallions, and then the last week against the Apollos. And what they've done in both of those games was force a lot of turnovers. So I think turnovers are going to be a big key for the Hotshots, too. If they force a lot of turnovers, I see them winning.
I agree. It's definitely, this league has surprised me in the sense, you know, we see defense as important on in the NFL, but mostly you look at it as three and outs. But here in the AF, I think you see way more sacks and interceptions, pick sixes, and I think this has been nothing but proven that defense is also a very big part of offense in the sense of how of scoring for you and not just like stopping the ball. And I think both teams have been very good at doing, committing turnovers, forcing the team to commit turnovers, scoring points off their defense. So it'll be very interesting to see. I think both our defenses are what going to come down to it, and who's just got the better defense.
You're just going off what you were saying there. I definitely do feel, though, like defense has been bigger in the AAF than other like NFL. I feel like in the NFL this year, the team with the better offense usually won. But I'd say it's almost been the opposite in the AAF. I feel like if you have a better defense, you have a better shot of coming out on top. It hasn't been as high scoring as maybe I thought the league was going to be. I know we've had a few games, but man, there's just been some defensive games. And I don't know, the defenses have been pretty big this year. So we'll see how it goes.
And I think kind of like what we mentioned before, I think we could see an offense of team kind of come out here pretty soon, maybe the next coming years or year or so. You know, if we're attracting players and quarterbacks such as Johnny Manziel, which I get, you know, didn't do great in the NFL and his CFL career ended, but at the same time, you're attracting somebody who had a great college career. So I think if the AAF keeps attracting players such as that caliber to the AAF, I think you're going to start seeing more of those high-octane offenses.
Yeah. Well, how could we call this a true preview without a weather preview? Tommy, how's the weather going to be?
Thank you for having me, Max. This is Tommy Showers with the weather. Kickoff for Sunday's game is going to be in the 80s. Throughout the game, it's going to stay sunny the whole time. So pack those sunglasses, bust out that Hotshots t-shirt, put on the shorts, go out, enjoy the game. Go Shots.
Wow. Sure sounds like some great football weather, Tommy, and even better weather to watch the Hotshots win. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes another episode of the Shotcast. I know Bryce had to go here, but he definitely enjoyed being on the show, he said, and just wants to thank you all for listening, and I also want to thank you all for listening. As usual, if you got any comments, just DM the account. Also, I forgot to mention earlier, but I will be posting the AAF Jersey March Madness Bracket on the Twitter account, and we'll also be doing our polls, so we'll see what Hotshots Nation agrees on the best uniforms. We'll see. You can print your own, do your own bracket, so we'll see. As I said, that'll be on the Twitter. As always, once again, thank you for listening.